Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, the weather is pleasantly cool with clear skies, perfect for an evening stroll or gathering. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are mild, while in Jerusalem, a light breeze complements the crisp air. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that Iran states a deal with Oman is in final stages. The U.S. must act to open the Strait of Hormuz as Houthis attack Saudi Arabia. Also, Walla notes just in that an urgent discussion in the Knesset focuses on recognition procedures for medical committees for IDF veterans, following a request by Battle Diamonds. Also this hour, JNS reports Israel rejects the Board of Peace roadmap on Hamas disarmament. Netanyahu opposes the U.S. brokered framework. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals a document detailing 95 violations by Hamas in one day, ignoring the Trump agreement. And finally, the Times of Israel notes Netanyahu rejects Trump's 15-point Gaza plan. He insists Israel won't withdraw from any part of the strip. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, an international news service, reported just minutes ago that Typhoon Dolphin made landfall in eastern China, leading to flight cancellations and a top-level alert. Memory, specializing in Middle East analysis, posted earlier today discussing Hamas's near-total success in Trump's Board of Peace roadmap. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, noted earlier today that Trump might abandon the nuclear issue with Iran, while Netanyahu publicly breaks with Trump over Gaza. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the potential Oman-Iran deal. The Jerusalem Post detailed that the agreement aims to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial global oil passageway. The U.S. faces increased pressure to engage diplomatically as regional tensions rise. This development is critical for global energy security. Turning to the Knesset's urgent discussion, Walla reports that the meeting comes after Battle Diamonds pushed for better recognition of IDF veterans' medical needs. This could lead to improved support systems for those who served. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's rejection of the disarmament roadmap, as noted by JNS, highlights a significant diplomatic rift with Washington. Israel's firm stance against the plan could strain relations with the U.S., affecting broader regional peace efforts. On the issue of Hamas violations, Israel Hayom's report underscores ongoing tensions. The IDF's documentation of these breaches emphasizes Israel's concerns about security and compliance. This might influence future military and diplomatic actions. Finally, the Times of Israel highlights Netanyahu's firm stance against Trump's Gaza plan. By standing up to the U.S. president, Netanyahu signals Israel's determination to maintain control over its security strategy in Gaza. This move could reshape future U.S.-Israeli negotiations on the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the real estate credit market is changing, opening opportunities for smaller entrepreneurs, which may lead to increased competition and innovation in the sector. Separately, Kitek shares that Shani Mandel Laufer, formerly of Israel's finance ministry, now plays a key role at LTX, driving AI advancements in the tech industry. Her career shift highlights the growing appeal of AI entrepreneurship. And finally, Globes warns of the Bank of Israel's concerns over Netanyahu's proposed defense spending plan. This could impact fiscal policy and national budget allocations over the coming years. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.